Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrendran to Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. We've just completed chapter 5. So what I'd like to do now is read the summary we've written for chapter 5, the different sections, and then go on to read the connection between chapter 5 and chapter 6, and then the summary of chapter 6. So here's a summary of chapter 5. Nishkam Karma Yoga is easier than renounced work. That's the first section. That's texts 1 through 6 of chapter 5. Arjuna again asks whether renouncing work is superior to working with detachment. Krishna replies that both are equal in the sense that both are meant to the same goal. But Krishna emphasizes working with detachment as easier and superior. Both are means to the same goal. But Krishna emphasizes working with detachment as easier and superior. Section B of chapter 5, 7 through 12. The performance of Nishkam Karma Yoga. One performing Nishkam Karma Yoga identifies neither with his body nor the activities that his body performs. Through his detached actions, he is freed from the reactions of his activities. Section C. Knowledge, the three doers. That's text 13 through 16. The living being, doer number one, who knows that all bodily activities are automatically carried out by the modes of material nature, doer number two, the modes of material nature, after those activities are sanctioned by the supersoul, who is doer number three. Such a person attains enlightenment through that knowledge. D, liberation, focusing on the supersoul, 17 through 26. One who in knowledge devotionally fixes his consciousness on the supersoul and remains materially equipoised attains liberation in the near future. E, section E, text 27 through 28. Liberation, Astanga Yoga previewed. One achieves the same liberation through the practice of Astanga Yoga. F, text 29, the final verse in chapter 25. Peace on the platform of liberation. A person in full consciousness of Krishna attains liberation from the pangs of material miseries. Now here is the connection between chapters 5 and 6. In chapter 5, Krishna has explained how to achieve liberation through Nishkam Karma Yoga. And at the chapter's end, he explained how to achieve that same liberation through Astanga Yoga. Now Krishna will describe in greater detail the process of Astanga Yoga. So chapter 6, this is our preview. First section, text 1 through 4, advancing in yoga through detached work. Astanga yogis, like Nishkama Karma yogis, engage in detached work to advance. Section B, that's text 5 through 9, the yoga ruddha stage, giving up work. When a yogi's mentality When a yogi's mental control reaches the stage of regarding well-wishers, the envious, the pious, and sinners equally, he may then even give up Nishkam Karma Yoga. C, section C, text 10 through 32. Further stages in the practice of yoga. Krishna describes the practices of Astanga Yoga and its results, Yoga Ruddha, the perfectional stage, and ultimately the vision of the Supersoul. D, that's text 33 through 36, necessity of controlling the turbulent mind. Although control of the mind is undoubtedly difficult, it is nevertheless essential and obtainable only by constant practice and detachment. E, text 37 through 45, the destination of the unsuccessful yogi. Unsuccessful transcendentalists obtain either heavenly enjoyment followed by an aristocratic birth if they are slightly advanced, or birth in a family of wise transcendentalists that brings them immediate further training if they are more advanced. And then the final section in the sixth chapter, the topmost yogi, and this is in text 46 through 47. Yogis are greater than empiricists, fruit of workers, and ascetics. And of all yogis, those who with full faith always think of Krishna and render transcendental loving service to him, they are the highest of all. Hare Krishna. Now we'll read just perhaps a verse or two from chapter 6. Dhyana Yoga, chapter 6, the introduction. In chapter 5, Krishna explained how to achieve liberation through Nishkam Karma Yoga. And at the end of the chapter, he explained how to achieve that same liberation through Astanga Yoga. Now in chapter 6, Krishna will describe the process of Astanga Yoga in greater detail. Text 1. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "One who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no duty." Here's the comment. Although one who takes sannyas ordinarily gives up performing fire sacrifices, here for the third time, Krishna asserts the importance of not giving up work. The true renunciant, the true mystic, performs his duty but renounces the fruit. That is Krishna's request of Arjuna. The phrase, lights no fire, refers to brahmanas. One of the prescribed duties of the Brahmana Varna is to perform a daily Agnihotra fire sacrifice. Krishna is again explaining that one who is advanced thinks, "I have knowledge, I don't have to perform my duty." One who is unadvanced thinks, "I have knowledge, I don't have to perform my duty." Rather, an advanced soul performs his duties with detachment. Krishna repeats this point just before describing the Astanga Yoga system so that we will not become confused. Although Astanga Yogis eventually go to the forest after renouncing their prescribed duties, Krishna wants to make it clear that Astanga Yogis, like Nishkam Karma Yogis, must first perform detached work before they are advanced enough to renounce the world. Krishna will now explain the relationship between sannyas and yoga, and that will be in the second text in the sixth chapter, which we will soon read, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.